All right, let's just get into this this madness. Is this thing on? Welcome to the Start From Scratch podcast show. I'm your host, Troy Williams. We finally made it. I'm retired after this, y'all. I'm retired. No, I'm joking. But we did finally make it to pod 200. Pod 200! Oh! That's the my fans screaming. Pod 200! Ah! Is that Troy? Oh my god! Yeah, pod 200, man. We made it. I mean, can you guys believe I started this? When did I start this thing? Well, I started it a little. Wait, I think I started it early on in about 2017. Then I kind of just went off the grid. Then I did a couple shows, you know, I think prior to the pandemic hitting, you know, just here and there. I wasn't really getting that into it. But then once the pandemic hit, we ramped it up, you know, because there was nothing else really to do. And so ever since then, you know, I've been trying to be consistent with this. So I appreciate all the listeners as always. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get the shout outs out the way. Shout out to Spotify. Spotify, Anchor, whatever you want to call it. Shout out and how in Apple Podcasts, however you may be listening. Follow us on our Instagram page, Start From Scratch Podcast, all one word. You know, you can jump in there, ask me some questions, you know, some topics, I don't know, whatever you want. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @original_TB. That's at @original_TB because I tweet some. Some dimes, but yeah, pod 200. We are here, getting ready for another beautiful weekend. Let's see what's going on with me, man. I just got back from Idaho. Yeah, I was in Idaho, to visit my mother. And I grew up out there, and so I mean, in case you guys didn't know, I grew up in Idaho, but no, I went out there, haven't been in a while, man. Probably, I mean, I did visit because I moved out. I graduated high school in 06, and yeah, around that time. And then I moved to the Bay, and I think I've only been back maybe once or twice. I think once, and that was probably like 10 years ago to 18 years ago. So this is like my first official time going back. Because last time I went, the one time I did go back, I think I went just, I don't know, because we drove, so we didn't stay too long. We stayed for like a day or something like that. It was a quick turnaround. But, you know, we didn't do too much. But this time, you know, I got there, you know, rented a car and everything and kind of just, you know, explored what was going on in Idaho. And I was shockingly surprised how much it hasn't changed. And I mean that in all kindness. I mean, it was very nostalgic. It was almost, I almost wanted to cry. I was like, dang. I remember when this was here. I remember when that was there. Oh, man, I remember. But, yeah, not a lot changed. There's nothing to do there. Because, you know, in the small town I'm from, which is like 30 minutes from Boise, which is like the most popular big city, the capital there. But, yeah, the only thing good, honestly, there was nothing to do there. Nothing. The only thing fun to do was to go to Walmart. That was it. Went to go to Walmart. And it's a pretty nice Walmart. It's not the Walmarts you see in the Bay Area. The Bay Area Walmarts have been ran down and taken over by the hood. That's the best way I can describe it. But this Walmart is huge. It's nice. You can walk around that thing for hours. So we would go up there multiple times in a day. Just be bored and just be like, oh, well, want to go back to Walmart? This is... walk around there, get some food from the deli. But not a lot changed. But it was, I mean, look, it's quiet. If you need a place to go just to kind of, you know, just get away from everything, that's get some peace and quiet, that's the place to go. 1,000%. 1,000%. Idaho. Yeah, I mean, beautiful and scenic, you know, great views, but it's quiet. It's just quiet. It's just, you know. You know, just quiet. And it's crazy because, I mean, I guess, you know, people I grew up with, we've all grown up and moved out. But I for some reason, when I was a kid there, I remember we would just run around for days. I mean, we would just be on bikes all over the town, you know? And it was just, and I didn't see a lot of that there. I didn't know where the kids were. You couldn't find the darn kids. But in all fairness, though, they did have a fair going on at the time, because we came there on a weekend. Yeah. And so I think all the kids were at the fair. So I take that back. I mean, so I guess all the kids were at the fair. But still, it was so quiet. Just quiet. Just quiet. Just peace and quiet. I was in bed by 10 o'clock most of the time. My mom got mad at me for drinking beers. I mean, what else was I supposed to do? What else was I going to do there? I mean, I was there for like 3 days, right? Three and a half days or whatever. I mean, she tried to get me to cut the grass. I didn't. I'm like, no, I didn't do it. Excuse me. I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I didn't come for all this. I did put up her blinds. You know, she made sure I did that. So I put up the blinds. I cleaned up some stuff in her bathroom. But I put a hard no on cutting the grass because I didn't come there for that. I didn't come there to cut the grass. Okay. I did set up the sprinklers. So, you know, I was a good son. I was a good son. But she got mad at me for drinking. I bought a 12-pack and then a 6-pack. So I drank 18 beers. I mean, who's counting? I tried to cover it up too. I put the beers in the recycling bin. And the day I was leaving, I got them all up. Because there was some plastic. There were some plastic bottles in there too. But I got them all up. I took out the bag and I put it in the recycling bin. And I was like, and I put a new bag in the recycling bin. I said, look, crisis. Because I knew I was going to hear a voice. So I was like, I don't want to hear it. So I did it early in the morning too. Tell me why, after I did that, while I'm taking a shower, I find out she's going through the trash to get the plastic bottles back because her coworker recycles the plastic bottles. So she's separating the beer bottles from the plastic bottles of water. And now I look like an alcoholic. I'm just like, yeah. But anyways, it was a good time. It was a pleasure and a journey to be back in Idaho. Will I be visiting again soon? Probably, you know. Like I said, it's a nice little getaway. Nice little getaway. You know, you can just clear your mind and just hear nothing, you know. But it was good. It was good. So yeah, that's what I was up to. That's what I've been up to. And then, I've been dealing with this groin injury from playing basketball and running and stuff like that. And it's been lingering for, I would say a little over a year. It's been lingering. I haven't really been doing any treatments or anything, but you know, I got real used to it. But when we were playing in the league, it really, really gave out on me. I didn't go to the doctor, but I definitely pulled it because it usually, you know, it's in the inner thigh, but it went all the way up to my abdomen and like near my bladder, and it was just killing me. So I think I pulled it or definitely extremely strained it. So I'm going to be out for a while on getting buckets, guys. You know, I'm going to be out for a while. I got to do all these exercises now to try to strengthen it and stretch it. So it's been about, this is week two, and I still can't really run. Okay, usually after a week I can kind of bounce back, but nah, I can't do anything. Even just certain movements hurt. So I'm gonna be out for a while, guys. It's tough, but you know, we just gotta get through it. But yeah, so that's a little update on me. Just wanted to give you guys some of what's been going on here, but let's talk about what's going on in the world. Oh man, here we go. Let's see. Where do we want to start? I mean, I guess we got to start with this the submarine story. I mean, I'm sure you guys heard about it. This little submarine, not even really a submarine. It was like a homemade mini submarine, which they call submersive. I don't know what that means. You can look that up. But, yeah, apparently it's been missing since Sunday. Well, it was. It was missing since Sunday because I think it was four passengers and a pilot who were on this little thing. And, they ran out of air. I mean, the oxygen levels were said to be run out on Thursday morning. And so today they're just like, we found some debris and we think the thing exploded or imploded, whatever they call it. Imploded. But actually, I read today that they actually, it says the Navy detected, it says sensors operated by the Navy detected a likely implosion of the Titan submersible. Hours before the U.S. Coast Guard publicly shared that it had gone missing, a revelation that means a 5-day search that sparked round-the-clock media coverage may have not been needed. So apparently, the Navy already detected that the thing imploded on Sunday or Monday morning, but they still went on this search mission looking for this submersible, and it's been honestly, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I mean, look, rest in peace to the people that were on board, the captain, the four passengers. I even heard one of them was a 19-year-old kid who didn't want to go on there, but it was Father's Day, and he felt like he didn't want to disappoint his dad, so he went down there, and they, you know, and the rest is history. Because they wanted to go look at the Titanic. Can we just leave the Titanic alone? I think we can close the chapter on the Titanic. It's over. There's nothing else to see here. God. Maybe that's why people were so all involved with this story. Because I was just like, dude, people go missing every day, B. They went to the ocean. Like they in this little cooler. I mean, I'm not making light of the situation. I mean, it's terrible, but it wasn't a good idea. Okay. I would have been like, I mean, I guess one of them was one of the people who were rode with Jeff Bezos to space. So he's just a little daredevil. So he had to go see the Titanic, man. Look, I tell you what. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. I think I read somewhere, I heard that they're like at least two of them were billionaires, or all of them were billionaires, millionaires, whatever. So I guess they just got bored. You know? I mean, I guess I can understand when I get bored sometimes, you know, I like to live on the edge. Like, get in my car. Try not to get pulled up. That's enough danger. That's enough excitement for me, folks. Time to go home. Jesus Christ. But yeah, man, so I mean, look. Yeah, so I mean, so the thing exploded or imploded, however you want to put it, as they were searching for they wanted to see the Titanic again. They wanted to see the Titanic. And here's the thing, I get it. Maybe you're just curious. Or you know, like you're bored or whatever, and just like, hey, I want to go see the Titanic. I mean, I guess it's a cool story to tell if you live to tell it. I get that, but I'm like, what are you going to go see down there? The thing's been down there for hundreds of years. What are you expecting to find? Are you going to make some new discoveries? I mean, whatever. You're going to find some gold? Were you guys on a treasure hunt? It was just all bad. It was just all bad. And like I said, I don't get why. I didn't get why the news was making such a big deal about it. I really didn't. This should have been like a one-story thing, and this everyone moved on. But they've been talking about this thing since Sunday. It was just breaking news. They only have 50 more hours of air, oxygen. All right. Thanks for the update. It was definitely a distraction. I don't care what you say. I mean, look, if granted, something like that were to happen to once, you know, one of my loved ones, I mean, yeah, I get it. I want all hands on deck for sure. But I was like, is this really newsworthy? I guess the real question is, who exactly are these people? Because at first I was like, well, if they're all billionaires, millionaires, whatever, this might be a fake your death situation. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get some life insurance money popping. I don't know. That's where my mind jumped to. I was like, well, why would they do that? You know, like, I mean, you know, but unless they're trying to fake their death, then this makes perfect sense. These are just things I think about. But yeah, rest in peace to those people. But yeah, it was on the news. Everyone on Instagram and TikTok was talking about it. My friends were talking about it, and I was like, I don't care. I'll be the person to say it. Not that I don't care about people, their lives, but I'm just like, I was like, oh, well, is this all we got to talk about in the news? I was like, really? This is it? Four white guys, five white guys get in the submarine to go see the Titanic or submersive. I was like, what is this? Why am I talking? And I was like, why are you talking to me about this? One of my friends talking to me, I'm like, why are you talking to me about this? Huh? Are you bored? Because I'm pretty sure there's something else to talk about. I'm like, what do you want me to say? There's nothing. Honestly, think about it. There's absolutely nothing to say on this topic. You know, for it to be newsworthy, the way they were going on about it, with all you mean to tell me with all the stuff going on in the world, this was the cream of the crop. Mm-mm. So it was either a distraction or something to keep our eyes from something else going on, because, you know, they're trying to get us to eat genetically grown meat now. What's that all about, America? You want to distract me with some submarine? What about, you know, all that they're going to start selling you lab made chicken? And then that's when we all die. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, someone's faking their death, or they were trying to distract us, or both. I don't know. But good luck to everyone involved. I got nothing else to say on top. I just feel like I need to say something about it because I want to close the chapter on this as well. Okay. There's nothing to say here about this. These four people, five people who got inside of a refrigerator and decided to drop themselves to the bottom of the ocean. I mean, come on. You know? Yeah. All right, that's all I got to say about that. I had to get that off my chest. What else is going on? So, I mean, look, there was the NBA draft the other day. San Antonio got the number one pick. I'm going to butcher his name. Here you go. Victor Wam. I'm just going to. Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama. I just butchered that. Yeah. But he was the number one draft pick. You know, this guy, he comes out of France. 7'5". He averaged about, yeah, is this right? Yeah, I don't know if these stats are up to date, but yeah, he's ball. He's a baller. 7'5". He looks he can hoop. 7'5", he can hoop. Drafted to the San Antonio Spurs. He if stays healthy, look, no injuries, you know, gets stronger, gets his NBA body, this guy's gonna be a problem. Just gonna say that right now. Okay. So that was the main headline there. And then there were some trades. CP3 got traded to, well, first he got traded to the Wizards earlier this week. Yeah, he got traded to the Wizards. And then yesterday he got traded to the Golden State Warriors right here in California for Jordan Poole. Don't know if that makes the Warriors better, but I get how Jordan Poole, he just didn't seem like he was meshing with the team after that whole Draymond Green incident. And then this year's playoffs, he wasn't productive, so I think they just had to move on from him. So I get it. I think he'll ball out. in Washington. I don't know who else is going to be around, but I think he'll grow more as a player, and now that he doesn't have to be under the shadow of Clay, Draymond, and Steph, you know, he could kind of go and watch them do his own thing and grow as an individual. And then, look, maybe he comes back to the Warriors at some point. Who knows? But you know, he does got a ring, I'm sure he's not too upset. You know, still gets paid lots of money to play basketball. But CP3 to the Warriors, I don't know. I got to see what that looks like. I mean, first off, Chris Paul is what, 38 years old. Can't seem to really get through a whole season, or at least a postseason, without getting injured. So I don't know what this does for the Warriors. I don't know how they're going to utilize him, because the Warriors are a fast-paced team, and I mean, Chris Paul's going to, I think, slow him down. But I guess he could adjust his game, but yeah, I just can't see it. I just don't see it. I really don't. I mean, but hey, they're all getting older now, so maybe Chris Paul is what they lead. I mean, Steph, he's no spring chicken anymore. Draymond's no spring chicken. Clay's no spring chicken. So maybe they do want to slow the game down more, and Chris Paul will be that kind of facilitator to that. So we'll see. I don't know. I think there's a lot more questions than answers with that trade, but we shall see what happens. So yeah, I think, and then there were some other trades, but that was the only one that was like, whoa, what's happening here? Well, you know, Kristaps Porzingis, he got traded to the Boston Celtics, so that should be interesting as well. But no, yeah, the CP3 to the Warriors was a shocker, to say the least. Didn't know what was going on with that one. Yeah, is there any other? There's no Ja Morant news this week. I'm kind of disappointed. No, there is a little update. He came out with Ja Morant news. I don't know if it's his one of his reps, but a statement from his team came out saying that he thinks the NBA is after him to make him look like a bad guy and ruin his career. Ja, if you don't shut the F up, because I don't think you get it, buddy. I don't think you get it. And the last thing you need to be doing is making Adam Silver an enemy of yours. Look, man, I'm going to tell you what to do, Ja. Just start moving different. Okay? You got to get away from those bad apples. Okay? If I was Ja Morant, I'd be at every little Drew League, Summer League thing. Just, you know, I would just be popping up. And just change the narrative. Because right now, all we think about is, you know, you. All we think about is the past incidents you got caught up in. There was a funny video on Instagram. This guy was opening up Ja Morant's shoebox for one of his new shoes, and he's like, oh, you got these new Jaws, yeah. He's like, got these new Jaws, and he's like, opening up a box. He's like, ooh. He's like, oh yeah, and he pulls out a gun. You gotta see. I watched it like ten times. It was hilarious. But Ja, if I were you, I would just be out there balling, man. I mean, do whatever you got to do for your mental. But, yeah, I would find a way to somehow change the narrative and just pop up on some pickup games and just start hooping, man. And just change the whole energy around your name. That's what I would do if I was Ja. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I got on NBA news. Almost out of here. Looks like Elon Musk is trying to fight Mark Zuckerberg and the Octagon, like a UFC fight. Why is this stuff news? We know that's not going to happen. We know. But I woke up this morning and it was on the news. And I said, this is what America's come to. We really are living a spoof. We are. We are living somebody's weird dream. I'm convinced. We're in some other parallel universe. We were kind of normal about 6 years ago, but somehow we got on this weird paradigm, weird other universe, and now it's not, because this is nonsense. Elon Musk fighting Mark Zuckerberg makes zero sense. Because guess what? Nobody wants to see that. they're trying to say, well, Mark Zuckerberg, he has been training with some, you know, doing some UFC training. Good, great. Okay, cool. It doesn't mean I want to watch him. Okay, no. Stupid. I want him to. What do I want? I don't want Mark Zuckerberg to do anything. I want him to just go sit down and delete Twitter. I mean, not Twitter, Facebook. Get rid of it. Seriously, just get rid of Facebook. It's over. It's over for that too. Close the chapter on that. That's what I want Mark Zuckerberg to do. Shut down Twitter. Okay? That would make me happy. It'd make the world a better place. Just shut down Facebook, man. Did I say Twitter before? I meant Twitter. I meant Facebook. Twitter can stay. I find Twitter somewhat useful. But is that what they're trying to do? A Twitter versus Facebook thing? The loser of the fight has to delete their platform, get rid of it. We're living a spoof, guys. Living a spoof. Okay. What else we got going on here? Before I get out of here, it looks like Young Thugger has came out with a new album. I'm familiar with Young Thugger. He's a rap artist out of Atlanta, I believe. And recently he's been caught up in this RICO case and he's in jail. He's been in jail for about a year now, seems like. And I don't know the updates on that, but he came out with a new album and I listened to a few songs. It doesn't sound bad. And I don't know if he recorded this in prison, which is totally possible. I'm sure if you know the right people, got some connections, they could probably sneak a microphone or something in there for. I don't know. But as I was listening to some of it, I was like, this is the first time I've ever been able to understand Young Thug. He was talking so clear, articulate. You know, usually when you put on a Young Thug song, it's like, that was my Young Thug impression. What was that? What was like, if it ain't about the money, don't be blowing me up. You'd be like, what is he saying? I'm not the hugest Young Thug fan, but I like some of his songs. But most of the time, I cannot understand them. On this album so far, I've been able to listen to understand majority of what he's saying, and it's not that. It's a little bit in there. He got a little bit of that mumble stuff, but not a lot. He pulled it back a lot. And I think it's because he's not on drugs. I think it's safe to say. Young Thug sober sounds a lot better than Young Thug on whatever he was on before. Because this album sounds clear, sounds concise. I was listening to it in the car. I said, this isn't bad. I can get down with this Young Thug. This Young Thugger rapper. Okay. So, sober Young Thug, I'm with him. You know what I'm saying? I got to understand exactly what he's saying. And it's making sense. I don't know what that other dude was doing. But they got features on there. They got Travis Scott, 21 Savage, Future's on there. Got a couple songs there with Drake and a few other people. But there's no Gunna. There's no Gunna on this album. So I think it's safe to say. Because everyone's like, we don't know. Because, you know, the story was Young Thug snitched. Gunna snitched on Young Thug. That's why Young Thug is kind of still in jail, and Gunna's out. Gunna got out because he snitched. I don't know if that's what you would actually call it in this situation, but that's what the streets are saying. But everyone's like, well, you don't know if him and Young Thug had a conversation, they worked something out, and blah blah blah. But he's not on the album. Okay, I think that says a lot. Gunna is not on Young Thug's new album. So there you have it, folks. You know what I'm saying? There's smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Okay? You heard it here first, folks. But, yeah, that's going to do it for me, man. As always, thank you guys for tuning in. And this is Pod 200. We made it. We did it. Pod 200. I'm going to go out and celebrate now. No, I'm kidding. But, I think I'm going to try to get this one up on YouTube, okay? So, yeah, like if I didn't say earlier, like and subscribe our YouTube channel as well, Start From Scratch Podcast. And I will tune into you guys next time. Start From Scratch Podcast, Troy Williams. I'm out.